Good morning, a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartaw. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. And before we begin, a happy birthday to you, David. It's not only your birthday, it's your anniversary. Congratulations to you and Karen. And in fact, what a good life you're leading.
Well, and what a good life I have. Much thanks to you. And 48 years old, not getting any younger, I notice.
Yeah, in baseball, you'd be out of it.
A long time ago. Well, let's start with the big poll news this morning. Quinnipiac, you've been talking about the president's poll numbers and what happens when they continue to drop. He apparently is at 33%.
Yeah, I think it's hovering around there for the Quinnipiac. Some of the other polls, which have been more sympathetic historically to Trump, are a couple of points higher. Point is that the American people don't like him. They think he doesn't tell the truth. They think that he is really not helping the country. And his reliance is on the stock market, which hit another high. On the other hand, if you look back historically, this has been going on for quite a while. It's not him. And during the campaign, he said, it was just a big bubble or something like that. The point being that, you know, he takes credit where he can, and there is a continuation of what was established both under the Bushes and under Obama. People seem to be on to him, and he is doing very badly. Now, at this stage of the game, he goes back to the base. He tries to excite them with his idea about who should be admitted into America. And his immigration bill says, if you can speak English, if you've got money, you can come into this country. Otherwise, you can't. People like Lindsey Graham and others are concerned about who's going to pick the crops, who's going to be here. And there's a heavy pushback on that. So it is a very interesting political day.
From there to the issue of Russia and sanctions. Of course, President Trump somewhat reluctantly signed the sanctions against Russia. Now they're pushing back.
Somewhat reluctantly is an understatement, David. Here's a guy who obviously has interesting relations with the Russians. I'm going to say interesting because we never have seen his tax returns. One of his children said that they got all the money for their projects from the Russians. There's an awful lot of smoke, and I suspect when the Mueller investigation is through, we're going to know a lot more about all of this, because obviously Mueller will have access to the tax returns and to a good deal more, which is why I've always said, whether the Congress likes it or not, he's going to try to fire Mueller. To do that, he has to go through the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, and there is the congressional recess coming. Now, when they wanted to stop Obama from making recess appointments, they never went out of the session. It's interesting that they're not doing it this time yet. Now, I want to go back to the Russians and the sanctions that have been imposed by the Congress, not the president. Under ordinary circumstances, he would say this is not a good thing. But I think they are so mistrustful of the president on Russia that they have done this thing because they just don't have great faith in his protestations that there is nothing unusual with his relationship with Russia. That's what I think happened here.
President Trump has thrown his support behind legislation that looks to curb the level of legal immigration in the U.S. by proposing a skills-based immigration system for entering the country legally.
Well, David, this is not the only country that does it. You want to move to Canada, you want to move to Australia, you know, you have to prove you can sort of take care of yourself. There was an extraordinary exchange between Jim Acosta of CNN and Stephen Miller, who represented the Trump administration, over the meaning of Emma Lazarus's Give Us Your Tired, You're Poor on the Statue of Liberty. And Miller got real upset, saying he didn't know what he was talking about. Well, he did know what he was talking about. It may not have been there when the Statue of Liberty was first erected, but it is part of the national heritage and what this country stands for. Give us your tired, you're poor. I talked to you, Mr. Gustina. I talked to Alan Chartock. I talked to Joe Donahue. None of us would be here under these conditions. You know, if you're Irish and you came and you worked and your children did better and all the rest of it, or if you're Jewish and you came and you had nothing and you carried seltzer, as my grandfather did on his back in the tenements on Rivington Street, and sold insurance on the side, and people got through and they made their lives here, how dare he?
Our political observer, Alan Chartock, joining us. Alan, thanks as always, and to the greatest woman I've ever known, thanks for 15 years.
Wow. Good for you, David, and happy birthday once again.
Thank you.